Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It is Sunday morning. It's a beautiful fall day. Hopefully where you live, you can get outside and get a little bit of yard work done. And there's still time for you to plant grass seed to thicken an existing lawn, or if you're starting a brand new lawn from scratch, you can still plant grass seed. Now, the one thing I want you to do is when you get to the garden center or the nursery, tell them what your growing conditions are like. Sun, shade, pot shade. The more information that you can give them, the easier it will be for them to do a recommendation. And you want a seed that's all perennial. No annual grass seed should be found in the blend of grass seed at this time of the year. Okay, if you plant annual, it's going to come up. If you get some real cold weather, it's going to die because it's annual. So it has to be all perennial. Use a seed starter fertilizer, and it'd be a good idea to put down either some lime or something like Turf Turbo or Magic Cal to change the acidity level in the soil, and that will help the seed to germinate better and to eliminate the possibility of moss developing in the area. So just because it's October, it doesn't mean that the season is over and fall is for planting. So if you have questions on fall planting, the number to call is 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Mark from New Hampshire with a question about goldenrod.
Mark, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you out today?
Good morning, Paul. I have a wildflower garden, a strip about 10 to 20 feet wide, 100 feet long, beautiful wildflowers that we enjoy every year. And in the last 10 years or so, I've been trying to control the weeds by hand. I have a horrible horsetail problem, but they don't get that high, so I think pulling them out actually encourages more growth. But the last couple of years, I've had some goldenrod and chose to ignore it. You know, the butterflies and the bees enjoy it, so I didn't really think too much of it. This year, we weren't home very much, and it completely overtook about 70% of the area, and they're very high. I think it's choking out the daisies and other flowers, you know, nutrients and sunlight and moisture and so forth. And so now that most of it's dead, I'm wondering what I can do. The soil, if I pull these out, you know, the seedlings and everything else will just come with it. So I'm kind of stumped now. It's just we had more goldenrod than wildflowers this year, and wondering what to do.
Okay. Now, is the foliage of the goldenrod still green, or has it turned brown?
It's mostly brown now.
It's mostly brown. Okay. Then what I would suggest that you do is to cut the goldenrod right flush to the ground, because you're right. If you try and pull them out, you're going to pull out the other wildflowers at the same time. But in the meantime, that goldenrod has made seeds. and those seeds have fallen or have been blown into the rest of your perennial garden and probably on the grass around the perennial garden. So, in the spring, what I would do is in late March, early April, cultivate the garden, get it cleaned, and if you can, you know, carefully pull some of the goldenrod out. But once the garden has been cleaned thoroughly, use something like a pre-emergence weed killer. Now, you can use a product called Preem, P-R-E-E-M. And it's like a crabgrass preventer that you would put down in your lawn that will prevent crabgrass. But Preem is designed for the perennial bed. And you cultivate the garden, you get it all ready. You broadcast the Preem, and it comes with a built-in applicator. Water it in. It will make a skin or a barrier on the ground. And any of the goldenrod seeds that germinate, they'll hit this barrier, they'll absorb the weed killer, and it will kill any of the new seeding. And that will help to at least minimize the amount of damage. Now, once the adult plants, because goldenrod is a perennial, it's going to come back every year. As soon as you see the foliage and you recognize it, if you don't want to hurt the existing wildflowers in that bed, what you do is this, and this works really, really slick. Get a yardstick, and on the end of the yardstick, tape a 1-inch paintbrush. And I like the foam paintbrush because it doesn't drip as easy as the bristle type. Get some cleanup. Cleanup is similar to Roundup, but three times stronger for the same money. Mix it up in a container. Dip your paintbrush in a container of Roundup and then dab it on the newly developing shoots of goldenrod that's coming up in the garden. If you use an aerosol or a pump can, it will go out like a mist or a spray and will kill everything in the immediate area. But by using a paintbrush and dabbing it directly on the foliage that's developing of the goldenrod, you target the weed killer right on that weed, and you don't hurt anything else around it, and that will work very, very well. And as you said, if you pull it, you're going to pull up other things with it. So I would do that. And right now, because the foliage is all brown, using a weed killer is not going to do any good because the plant has to be actively growing. Okay? So I think a combination of a product like Preem will work very, very well. And next spring, Bonide is also coming out with a liquid corn gluten. And I'm really excited for this product. For those of you that have a vegetable garden or a flower bed, what you do is you plant your gardens, you let the plants get acclimated, you let them grow, and in the case of a vegetable garden, you attach the corn gluten, it comes in a built-in sprayer, to your hose, and you spray the ground between your tomatoes, your cucumbers, all of your plants that are up and growing, and the corn gluten is a natural way of controlling and preventing seeds from germinating. So that if you've planted carrots or radishes, you have to wait until they're up and actively growing. If you spray it and the plants have not germinated yet, you're going to kill the seed. So this is a nice organic way with the liquid corn gluten made by Bonide coming out next spring. Or you can use Preem, which is a chemical, and it works very, very well. And you would put that down in late March or April, and it will prevent all seeds from germinating. So the only downside to using the corn gluten or the Preem is if you have wildflowers that have dropped off seeds for this year, you're going to kill those seeds. And they will not come up. So if you have like cosmos and a lot of other annual type wildflowers, then using a pre-emergence would minimize and destroy a lot of your annual flowers, and you'd be better off to use this yardstick. And what I do is, again, I take a yardstick, I take a paintbrush on one end, I'll take a string bean can and tape a string bean can on the end of a second yardstick so that the same length. Walked in the garden, dab the paintbrush.
I have news for you about a product named Dynamite Complete Plant Food. Folks, this is a great fertilizer for flowers, vegetables, shrubs, and houseplants. You name it. The slow-release nutrients in Dynamite will allow you to apply just once at the start of the growing season. Just sprinkle Dynamite around the root zone of your vegetables, flowers, or shrubs. Dynamite provides a constant feeding that plants need, not a blast of fertilizer that washes away. I have had great success using this product, and you will too. Remember, Dynamite.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? You spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Do you want the perfect lawn this year? It all starts by using the best grass seed available. Bonide makes that happen with DuraTurf grass seed. Bonide is using the best varieties of grass seed available today. When you start using Bonide Full Sun, Sun or Shade, Dense Shade grass seed mixes, you will have a lawn that is self-repairing, disease and insect resistant, and will grow in poor soil. So don't wait. Get that perfect lawn started this weekend.
Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with Wiltproof anti-desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wiltproof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Mark from Maine with a question about peonies.
Mark, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Hi, Paul. How are you doing this morning?
Good. How are you?
Oh, just lovely. I'm glad to hear your voice is clearing up.
Thank you.
I got two questions. One involves peonies. When's the best time to prune them? And I have one that I need to transplant. And if I kill it, then you're going to read in the paper, local man found in bed with throat cut. The second involves dahlias. They've been running a little late this year. They're finally starting to bloom pretty good. But I've had them for the last several years, but when is the best time to dig them up, and how is the best way to store them? They seem to have dried out on me a little bit in the last few years as I tried to store them. But before we answer those, let's go back about a half hour on the iris question about digging them and cleaning them out. I was away and didn't hear the answer to that, but I have a whole bunch of heirloom bearded irises, and I would like to share them with the rest of the garden. But when is the best
time? Okay, these are the German iris with the real big flower.
It's a pretty big flower, and they're kind of purpley colored.
Okay, is it a clump with a lot of flowers coming, or does each fan of foliage produce a single flower with a thick stem?
I would say the latter. It's a thick stem, a single flower.
Okay. On your iris, what you're going to do is this. The first year that you planted it, you had a long tuber, probably 3 to 4 inches in length, with a fan of foliage on one end. And you set that in your garden. You planted it shallow. It made a flower. And then when it got done blooming, the mother made 2 new tubers, one on each side of her. And then she transferred all of her energy to the 2 new plants that were made, and she dies.
Okay.
In the second year, those will blossom. So you'll have 2 blossoms. They'll each make 2 new shoots. 2 new tubers, and now you've got four that will be there. So IRS should be divided every 3 to 5 years, and what you do is you take the new tubers that develop this year, cut those free, and throw everything else away. So you're only keeping the new growth with the fan of foliage. Now, dig them up, cut them apart, dispose of the old bulbs, because if you leave them there, it's going to encourage a borer. And the borer will eat the dead tuber and eventually get into the new one, and you'll have a problem. So, divide them, get rid of everything else, replant them, and then cut the foliage that remains in half in the shape of a teepee. Pointed on top, flat at the bottom. Space them a foot apart. Condition the soil with some compost. A little bit of a planting fertilizer, like Plantone or the Dr. Earth fertilizer. And your iris will do real good.
Super.
On your dahlias, if they're still flowering, label them. So go to an office supply store, buy a string tag, and label the bulb. So you're going to write 3 feet tall, yellow flower, so that you'll know what it is before the frost kills the plant. Because you can't dig it until the frost kills the plant and sends all the energy in the foliage back down to the bulb to be stored for the winter. When it all turns brown, dig it up.
Okay.
Cut off the foliage, reattach the tag to a little stump that's going to be 1 to 2 inches in diameter. And what I do with my dahlia bulbs is I'll put a cardboard box on the floor in my basement as far away from the furnace as possible. I put an inch of peat moss on the ground or bark mulch. Set my peony bulbs, my dahlia bulbs, so that they're about an inch.
Taking care of your lawn is like starting a new exercise routine. To get results, you need a plan. That's why we developed the Jonathan Green New American Lawn Plan for a beautiful lawn in your own yard. It all starts with Black Beauty grass seed. Black Beauty grass can grow 4 feet into the soil. Black Beauty is genetically dark green in color and possesses a waxy coating for superior drought tolerance. Once you've seen a Black Beauty lawn, you will never forget it. Under the New American Lawn Plan, you'll be developing a healthy, biologically active lawn soil by applying my Jonathan Green Magi-Cal and Love Your Lawn, Love Your Soil organic soil amendments. In short, you'll create conditions where your lawn will thrive. The New American Lawn Plan by Jonathan Green. Visit newamericanlawn.com to learn more and get your free New American Lawn Guide. That's newamericanlawn.com.
National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, is the only national event designated for the prepper community. October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. Admission is free, and the doors open at 9 a.m. Join us and learn life-saving tips that can help you and your family handle crisis situations. Special guests include Kevin O'Brien from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, David Crawford, author of Lights Out, the director and cast members from the movie Lights Out Saga, and more. Special guest speakers include GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach, along with Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy, and Tom Martin, the director of the American Preppers Network, two-time Field and Stream champion Chad Weatherford, along with many other leading experts from around the country. Join us for the country's largest emergency preparedness event, absolutely free, October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information, visit npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org. That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Trauma Max, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Trauma Max is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Welcome to the Paul Parrott Garden Club. We were talking with Mark about dahlias. And dahlias are not going to be winter hardy if you allow them to spend the winter in the ground. So they have to be brought indoors. So label them now. Once the frost kills the top of the plant, then you cut off all that foliage, leave a one-inch stump, and then retie the label that will give you the height and the color of the bulb. And then you put it in your basement for the winter. And I just put it in a cardboard box with low size so that the air can move. I put about an inch of peat moss or bark mulch that's not wet, so just moist. Cover your bulb and just leave it there for the winter. And it should be good. Now, if your basement is hot, try a crawl space. Or if that's not possible, then get some wilt proof or wilt stop and spray the entire bulb, coating it with a waxy film, and that will hold the moisture inside the bulb. But keep it on the floor, not on the tool chest. On the floor where you're getting the coal from the cement. And that will do real good. Now, peonies can be divided at this time of the year and moved. Now, when you want to divide or move a peony, dig it up and remove the old stems. And you're going to see a twisted, snarly-looking root system. It looks like a fist
with all kinds of thick roots coming off of it. And you're going to notice on the very top these pointed buds. And these are called eyes. Just like what you see out of, eyes. Now, when you divide your peony, you want to divide it so that each piece that you are creating, when you divide it, is going to contain 3 to 5 eyes on it. Otherwise, if you try and split it so that each piece has 1 or 2 buds or eyes, they may not flower the first year. And it will take 2, maybe even 3 years for the plant to get big enough to produce flowers. So 3 to 5 eyes. Where you made the cut, put a little bit of garden powder. So a rosin flower dust or a tomato vegetable garden dust on that cut. Let it air dry for a couple of hours and then replant it. Now, peonies want to be planted shallow. So the bud itself wants to be no deeper in the ground than 1 inch. So dig a good-sized hole, condition the soil, set your new divided peony plants in the ground, and you're going to cover the bud with 1 knuckle or 1 inch of soil, nothing deeper. If you go down 2 or 3 inches, you'll have beautiful foliage, but no flowers, okay? So they can be divided right now, or you can wait until March. Either way, but I normally divide my peonies in the fall of the year, and now is a great time to do it. Water them well, keep them moist. You'll be in great shape. If your soil is on the sandy side, then use soil moist granules. And there is a soil moist that has mycorrhiza. And that particular combination will help to develop the root system a lot faster, ensuring that before the ground freezes, the plant is well caught. Okay? So divide your peonies, 3 to 5 eyes, only cover the buds with 1 inch or less of soil. Dahlias, label them now, dig them after they've been hit by the frost, store them in the basement or a crawl space, someplace where it's cool, but where it will not freeze, and cover with peat moss or bark mulch. If your basement is hot, use an anti-desiccant like Wilt Proof or Wilt Stop. In your iris, divide them now. Get rid of the old bulbs, space them 1 foot apart, and plant them shallow so that the top of the tuber looks like a foot with a fan of foliage is on top of the soil. That way, it will grow beautiful. Thank you for the questions. Tom, who's up next?
Next, we've got Gene from Mass with a question about geraniums.
Gene, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you this morning in your garden?
Good morning, Paul. Thank you for taking this call. I am ready, I guess, to do something with my geraniums, and I guess I'm going to be bringing them in my basement. But after that, I don't know what to do with them.
Okay, are they potted or are they planted in the garden now?
They're potted. They're all potted.
They're
some
all
of
potted,
them are
okay.
In pots,
is your basement heated, Gene?
Well, it gets a little warm from the furnace, but it's not a heated basement. It's a very old home built in 1889, so
it's going to stay on the cool side. My Aunt Ruth, what she used to do with her geraniums, she grew them in window boxes, and she grew them in pots that she had on her porch. And about this time of the year, I would go over to her house. We would take the window boxes off the house, and we would put it in her garage, which was underneath her house, so that it stayed cool, but it never froze.
And in your case, with an older house, your basement is going to be a lot cooler than one that's all paneled and insulated. And all we would do is we would take the plant, put it in the furthest point away from the furnace, right on the floor, and say good night. And we gave it no water. We gave it nothing. We just set it on the floor. We left it there until early March. In early March, I would go back to her house. We would bring the pots from the garage, which is underneath the house, or in your case, the basement. We would put it in a brightly lit window. Doesn't have to be a south window, but a window that gets plenty of light. And we would cut back the plant to about 6 inches. And any of the stems that were wrinkled or were dried out, we would remove. Anything that had a good hard feel to it, we cut it back to about 6 inches. We would water using a liquid fertilizer, something like a fish emulsion or any kind of a liquid fertilizer. And within a week to 10 days, new shoots would start to come out. And eventually the plants would take off. They'd grow real good. We would use a time-release fertilizer once the new growth started, like dynamite. And the plants did very, very well. But the secret is, once you put it in the basement, you need to keep it cool, and you cannot water. You want it to go dormant. If you water, the plant's going to wake up. It's going to start to grow. It will make some new growth. It will all turn yellow. It will stretch because the cellar is dark. And the plant will fall apart. So you let it go dormant, and it will do very, very well for you.
Well, thank you so much. Now, I shouldn't cut them back at all before I bring them in the basement?
No, because if you cut it back, you're going to have a point where water can escape, and that stem will dry out. So right now you've got an totally enclosed unit. The water is trapped in there. Once the foliage falls, there's no way for the water to escape. But if you cut it, then you're going to have an opening, and moisture will escape, and the stem will slowly dry out. So the pruning will be done during the month of March.
Okay, and I'm hoping my basement is cool enough. Now, I have a walk-in bulkhead, not that you go down the stairs, but you just straight walk in. Now, that part is really cold, but I'm thinking they might freeze if I put them in there.
Yeah, I would think so, that they would freeze. Okay. Now, what you could do is, if you're not using the walk-in bulkhead, put your geraniums near the bulkhead door in the basement, and you'll get the draft from the cold coming in without freezing it, and that will be a nice place to keep, like, bulbs that you want to overwinter, or for your geraniums that you overwinter.
Okay. Well, I thank you so much. Thank you for all that information. So I should start thinking about bringing them in soon.
Yes. Definitely. You need to bring them in before you've had a frost, because once you've had a frost, it kills that geranium, and it's not going to come back.
Okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate the
information. Thank you, and you have a wonderful weekend. Now, the other thing that you can do is, if you've got room in your windows, then you can cut them back by a third to half, depending on how large they are. Put them in a sunny window. They'll grow just like any other houseplant. And if you feed them on a regular basis, you will get sporadic flowers off and on all winter long. But in the basement, don't prune them. Don't water them. Say, I'll see you in March. And then you would bring them up.
Get rid of anything that looks dead. Water with a liquid fertilizer. Give them plenty of light and some heat from upstairs, and they'll do very, very well. This is also the time, you know, if you've cleaned off your vegetable garden and your soils are not as good as they should be, you can go down to your local nursery, feed and grain store, and you can buy something called winter rye. And it's a great big grass seed. And you would level the garden, scratch it up in rows with a steel rake, sprinkle the winter rye like you're putting in a new lawn, take a bamboo rake, turn it upside down, and gently comb the winter rye seed so that it's covered with soil, and then water well. And the winter rye will grow in your vegetable garden from now until the ground freezes, probably 6 to 8 inches, maybe a little bit more, depending where you live. And then in the early spring, when the ground thaws, it will continue to grow. In mid to late April, you mow it down, but keep the grass in the garden, rototill, because each winter rye seed that you plant will produce 1 mile of roots. So it's like growing your own peat moss, and it will increase the organic matter, help with a sandy soil to retain moisture, and break apart a clay soil. So it's a good product. Winter rye, all nurseries sell it.
Did you know that the fall is the best time of the year to fertilize your lawn? This year, use Bonide Winterizer Lawn Fertilizer to repair summer damage and to prepare the lawn for the fall and winter season. Bonide Winterizer contains slow-release nitrogen fertilizer, iron to green up the grass, sulfur to control the acid soil, also a special micronutrient package to give your lawn the energy to perform at its best. Do you want the best-looking lawn in the neighborhood? Let Bonide help you have the perfect lawn with their new, easy-to-use Turf Turbo high-efficiency line. Bonide Turf Turbo is unlike most other lines. It starts to work fast, and all you need to do is to apply Turf Turbo to your lawn, and it starts to work on making the nutrients that are already in the soil available to the grass to use. Use Turf Turbo. It's like turbocharging a lawn fertilizer, along with helping to create a strong and healthy root system in the grass. Dynamite Complete Plant Food is a fertilizer product I've been familiar with for years. The results you can get from Dynamite is amazing. Apply Dynamite around the root zone of your vegetables, flowers, and ornamentals. The science of controlled release nutrients means more flowers, more vegetables, and healthier shrubs. Dynamite comes in a convenient shaker bottle and contains micronutrients needed by flowers and vegetables to grow at their best. Look for Dynamite at your local garden center. If you don't see it, ask for it. They can order it for you. Remember the name? Dynamite.
Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the pollen with 100% organic animal repellent made by ShakeAway. ShakeAway Small Critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. ShakeAway Dormant Cat Repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from ShakeAway. All ShakeAway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to ShakeAway.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained a leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig a long time ago. LeCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got David from Mass with a question about grass seed.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. What is the question about your grass seed this morning?
Good morning, Paul. I planted about 20 yards worth of loam in several different areas in the lawn. Used Pennington Den Shade in some, Jonathan Green Black Beauty in others, and some straight, mostly sun shade seed. And thought I had done a pretty good job in terms of coverage, but I'm getting about, regardless of the area, about a 50 or 60% coverage of what's come up. And my question is it, do I lightly rake and reseed the areas that are not growing? And what, if anything, should I be putting on besides starter and the seed and watering it well at this point, or is it too late for now?
Okay. Now, when did you plant the grass seed?
I would say about a month ago was where
a month ago. Okay. Well, by now, most of your grass seed should have come up because bluegrass, for example, will take about 3 weeks, sometimes a little bit longer, to germinate. Fescues will take about 2 weeks, and perennial rye will come up in 7 to 10 days, so that you should have a pretty good germination. It could be that maybe the seed wasn't put down as heavy as possible. What I would do is, in areas where the seed is in pretty good shape, if you take a steel rake, a flat steel rake, and you gently loosen the soil, you're going to be okay. In areas where there's not much, then you want to try and go down a good half to three quarters of an inch. Because all you need to do is just to barely cover the seed. The seed has to be covered for it to germinate properly. If the seed is on top of the ground, it will start to germinate, and then if you get a hot day, then it dries out. So it has to be covered with seed, with soil. So gently rake to try and not to pull up the new shoots that are beginning to form. Apply some grass seed, and you can plant grass seed for another week to 10 days easily and have good results. And the Black Beauty is a very good seed. It has a lot of perennial rye in it, so that it will come up in 10 days. And if you do have bluegrass and it does not have enough time to germinate, it will sit dormant in the soil and it will germinate next spring. So what I would do is this. Scratch up the ground gently. Try not to disturb any of the new seedlings that are coming up. Add some additional grass seed. And then what I would do is I would buy a bale of either salt marsh hay or straw. Not hay, but straw. And put a very thin coating of straw over the seeded area. And that will help to hold the heat in the ground during colder weather and will help to encourage germination. A seed starter fertilizer really does help if it wasn't applied originally. And if it's been a month, then I would reapply it again. You need to water that newly seeded area on a daily basis. And if you get temperatures 70 or warmer, it should be watered twice a day, once in the morning and once in the evening, to ensure that that ground stays moist at all times, and that will give you a good lawn. When I worked retail, we always encouraged that people, when they were putting in a new lawn, would double whatever the package said, because the cost and time it's going to take for you to do this all over again is valuable. So if the box said it did 1,000, we recommended it for 500 square feet. So always put more than you need for the best result.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.